Morning.
Ciao.
It's always good to be here.
高兴见到大家。
Actually, why don't we just go right into the scripture for the day?
我们直接进到我们所读的经文的里面。
The scripture I'm going to share today is from the book of Romans, chapter 7.
我今天要分享的经文是在罗马书第七章。
Let's read from verse 14 all the way to the end of the chapter, which is 25.
我们从第七十四节一直读到结束二十五节。
So let me first read in English, and the translator, my brother, will read in Chinese.
我先用英文来读，我们弟兄用中文来翻译。
I'm reading the ESV version, by the way.
我用这个英文的英文的精英版。
Verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm of the flesh, sold under sin. Is that me?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Verse 15, for I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do that very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good.So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find this to be law.That when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind,But with my flesh, I serve the law of sin.
好，我们读中文十四节。我原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不去做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承受律法是善的，即使这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉身之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不去做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按我里面的意识，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另外有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Sounds like a lot of fun, right?
好像很好玩。
I do what I don't want to do. I don't want to do what I want to do.
我要做的我做不到，我不要做的我偏去做。
So as Christians, we have this struggle.
作为一个基督徒，我们有这样的挣扎。
Right, as you mature, you feel like there's so many things I should be doing, but I can't.
我们经常会有这样的经历，有很多事情我们想去做，但是我做不了。
And then, just like Paul said, those what we don't want to do, we end up doing.
就像保罗所说的，那些我不想做的，我反而去做了。
See, like many of you, I grew up in a very biblically grounded church.
我在一个这个基督教导很深的一个教会里长大的。
I grew up in Wyckoff Church.
我在Wyckoff 长大的。
Some of those of you know that it's a very the teachings are very solid.
那他们的教导十分的坚实。
And the fact that we are very, very Chinese, that makes it even more solid.
我们又是全是中国人，就变得更加的扎实。
And then, so growing up in that environment, we have, at least me talking to my peers, we have this unreal expectation.
我跟我的同伴交谈的时候，好像对我们里面的这个期待是一个不现实、不实际的。
Like you cannot do anything wrong.
Like, 你几乎不可以做任何的错事。
Like don't we know who our elders are? Don't we know who our parents are? How dare you do anything that embarrass them?
你难道不知道你的长老是谁？你不知道你的父母是谁？你怎么可以做那些让他们丢脸的事呢？
And then if you do all those bad things, or even if you get a B, you know, instead of A, you're an embarrassment to your family.
你做那些不好的事，即使你拿了一个B 的成绩，不是 A 的成绩，你都是对家族的羞辱。
So when it comes to Sundays, we put on our Sunday best, right? Nothing's wrong with me. I have no struggles. I go to church, and I'm good as the person next to me.
我来到我们每次参加周日的聚会，就把我们周日的那个礼服穿上，我自己没有任何的问题，就像我旁边坐的旁边的人一样，大家都没什么问题。
But it wasn't till much later when I can talk to my friends as adults, then we start to reflect. There's actually a lot of struggles that we refuse to share.
后来的时候，我慢慢长大，也跟我那些一同长大的同伴来分享的时候，发觉我们里面有很多的问题是我们不愿意开口跟别人分享的。
And so many of my peers, eventually they tell me they felt broken, they felt insecure, they felt like worthless growing up. I mean, not worthless, unworthy growing up in that kind of environment.
他们觉得他们里面有很多的问题，甚至觉得自己不配在那个样的环境中成长。
And even a few of them, they told me they doubt their salvation. They wonder if they're ever even saved.
甚至他对自己的救恩有怀疑，他怀疑自己真正得救了吗？
See, a lot of times we see how good God is, how Jesus loves us so much.
我们看到神是何等的美好，主耶稣是何等的爱我们。
And we genuinely, we want to obey him, we want to follow him.
我们实在愿意去跟随他，愿意去常常思想他。
But the more we try, the harder we fall.
但是我们的经历是，我们越愿意去讲的时候，我们发觉我们挣扎越厉害。
And then the more we fall, the harder we struggle, and then we just feel like we're so powerless to follow.
而我们失败越严重，当我们越失败的时候，发觉跟随主是那么难的事情。
And then you look around, it's like everyone around you, they're doing fine, but I feel terrible.
我看别人的时候，觉得别人都不错，我自己却觉得很难过。
And then so when I come upon Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8, I start to realize, no, it's not just me, it's Paul's experience too.
我当我读罗马书第六章、第七章、第八章的时候，发觉不光是我是这样子，就是保罗他自己也有同样的经历。
Where Paul outlines this Christian experience along with that the Christian struggle.
他也讲到基督徒的经历和基督徒的挣扎。
Right, you get this new life, and that within new life you experience some victory.
你得到这个新的生命，在这个新生命里面得到得胜。
And through this victory, you feel like you want to be more spiritual. You are more spiritual.
你得胜之后，你愿意更加的属灵，你变得越来越属灵。
You want to love God more, so you set yourself this high expectation, high standard.
你想更加的爱主，你把自己的这个标准也提高了。
But then once you set this high standard, you realize you can't meet this high standard, you start failing, you cannot overcome.
当你把这个 这个提高的时候，这个标准提高的时候，你发觉自己达不到那个标准，你自己失败的很厉害。
And then you feel like these failures overwhelm you.
当这样的失败让你没法自控。
And then at that point, you either you give up.
那时候你选择就是放弃。
Or you turn into a legalistic hypocrite.
或者你变成一个属律法的这样的假冒为善的人。
And then when you become a hypocrite, that struggle becomes even greater.
当你成为一个假冒为善的人的时候，这样的挣扎变得更加的厉害，更加的严重。
Can you guys relate? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
你知道你我所讲的事情吗
？Okay, I'm seeing heads nodding. Okay, that's good.
我看到有些人点头了。
So you ever wonder why would God allow us to go through this kind of cyclic struggle?
你有没有会觉得有没有问神为什么神让我们陷入这样的恶性循环的里面呢
？It's I thought God gave us new life. Where's that new life? Why do I have to struggle with my old life?
神不是给我一个新的生命，那个新的生命在哪里？为什么我还在旧的生命中挣扎呢？
Okay, so the goal of today's message.
今天我们的信息的目的是
Hopefully, God can use this message to show us why it is necessary for us to go through this kind of struggle.
神让求主让今天的信息让我们看见神为什么让我们经历这样的挣扎
And where is He leading us through all these struggles?
这些挣扎的必要性，而且从我们这些挣扎中带出来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can always come back to your word.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们常常可以回到你的话的当中。
So that we are not dependent on our feelings or our own failures.
不是，这是靠着我们的感觉，或者这是陷在我们的失败的里面。
But when we look at your words, we realize it is not us. It is all about you.
主啊，我们回到你话语的时候，实在不是靠着我们，是完全的要依靠你。
Thank you that you are trustworthy and that you are faithful.
主啊，实在你是可靠的，你是信实的。
Lord, may you give us your words.
你把你的话给我们。
May your words become active and alive within us.
真是让你的话再成为生命一样来充满我们。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at verse 14.
我们读十四节。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm of the flesh, sold under sin.
我们原晓得律法是属灵的，但我是属肉体的，已经卖给了罪。
So in order for us to have anyone to have any kind of struggle, we need to have two opposing forces, right?
我们知道，如果我们陷在一个挣扎里面，必须有两个不同的力量。
If we are all on the same team, there's no struggle.
如果我们在只是属于一个力量的里面，一个权势的里面，就没有挣扎了。
The reason why we have the struggle is because we are on different teams, right?
因为我们挣扎的原因是我们在不同的这样的队的不同的队里面。
So verse 14 starts us off with two forces: the forces of the law and the spiritual law and the forces of the flesh.
这里面要讲到两个力量，一个是属灵的律和罪。
Paul says, "For we know that the law is spiritual."
我们知道，保罗说这个律法是属灵的。
In fact, the whole chapter 7 is Paul talking about the necessity of the law.
整个第七章在讲到为什么律法存在的必要。
To put things directly, the law is meant to show us the severity and existence of sin.
这个律法的存在的目的是让我们看到罪的可怕和罪的存在。
Without God's law, we don't have a standard of what's good or bad.
如果没有律法的话，我们不知道什么是好和坏。
It could be good for some, it could be good for you, but it could be bad for me.
可能对某人是好的，对某人是不好。
So God's law is a way for us to standardize, to measure, and to gauge what is good and bad in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，神用律法来衡量什么是好的或者不好的，恶的或者善的。
Or in other words, it's a way to, for us to measure spiritual, our spiritual health.
也用律法来量我们自己属灵的光景。
See, it's not just a bunch of do's and don'ts.
不光是一些可做的或者不可做的。
Right, when Moses, when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, it felt like it's a bunch of do's and don'ts, right?
在十诫里面好像很多的可以做或者可行或者不可行。
But then later on towards the end of Deuteronomy, Moses says, obey God's law for it is good for your heart.
在生命记那里讲说遵守神的话它对你的心有好处。
So God's law has a way to pierce into our hearts so we become sensitive to God, to what God is sensitive to.
神的律法有它的功用可以刺进我们的心。让我们对神的事情有敏感。
Without God's law, we don't know what God really wants or don't want.
没有神的律法，我们就不知道神真正要什么或者不要什么。
But opposite of God's heart,
跟神的心相反的事情
is our flesh,
是我们的肉体。
Which Paul says is sold under sin.
在这里面讲到他已经卖给了罪。
So Paul says, our flesh is a complete opposite of God's heart.
我们的肉体跟神的心是恰恰相反的。
The desire, our natural desires is the opposite of God's desire.
我们这个里面自然的反应和需要跟神的反应和需要是完全截然相反的。
And so that's why when we hear God's law before we're transformed, when we hear God's law, God's rule, we find it disgusting.
当我们被主更新得救以前，我们读神的话的时候，我们觉得里面十分的反感。
Right, you ever talk to coworkers or peers or friends like we shouldn't be doing this because the Bible says so?
你有没有跟你的同事或者朋友讲过，我们不应该做这种事情，因为圣经是如此说？
But then their natural response is, why do I have to listen to the Bible?
那他们里面自然的反应说，我为什么要听圣经所讲的呢？
Right, our natural response, or even sometimes even our post-conversion response, doesn't agree with God's law.
甚至我们得救以后，我们自然的反应跟神的律法也是不完全相合的。
Right? But then you said, I thought in Romans chapter 6 that we have died to sin, that we have given a new life.
我们想在罗马书第六章那里面，我们已经对罪是死的，我们得到一个新的生命。
And then chapter 5 of Romans, Paul says, once you're saved, you're always saved.
在第五章那里面，他说你一次得救就永远的得救了。
Right? Romans chapter 5 and 6 says all that.
第五章第六章不是这么说的吗？
Then how is it that I feel my sin so alive in me?
但是我为什么觉得这个罪还在我里面如此的发动呢？
Why do I have constant struggles against with those thoughts, evil desires that I shouldn't have?
为什么我还在一些不良的这种思想里面，我不该有的这些想法里面挣扎呢？
And like many of my peers, sometimes I wonder if I'm even saved.
在我很多的同伴里面，我真是觉得他们自己觉得我真的得救了吗？
How can I, as a Christian, have this kind of thoughts and desires?
这我成为一个基督徒，怎么还会有这样的想法呢？
Let me use a little example to help us clarify that.
我们用一个例子来讲清楚。
Are we familiar with the story of Lazarus?
我们知道拉撒路的故事吗？
And most of us are very familiar with this
story. 大家都知道他的故事。
Right? Martha told Jesus, my brother Lazarus is dying, so if you could hurry up and come, you can save him.
大家都知道马大跟玛利亚跟主耶稣说，我的兄弟生病了，如果你赶快来，他可能你可以医治他。
Jesus knew exactly what's going to happen, and he knew exactly what he needed to do, so Jesus took his time.
主耶稣知道他应该做什么，所以他就慢慢的去做。
And of course, Lazarus died.
当然，拉撒路死了。
Four days later, Jesus showed up.
四天以后，主耶稣才来。
Mary Martha told Jesus, "You're too late. If you came earlier, he would have lived, but now he's dead."
马大跟玛利亚跟耶稣说：“你来得太晚了。如果你早点来，说不定他不会死。”
But Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, so he walked up to the tomb, and there's a big rock, a big stone in front of this tomb.
主耶稣知道应该如何行，就来到那个坟墓的面前，有一个很大的磐石挡住了坟墓。
So he told the people, "Remove the rock, roll away the stone."
他就跟众人说，把那个石头挪开。
But Mary told Jesus, warned Jesus something very interesting.
那个玛利亚跟耶稣提醒耶稣有一些很有趣的事情。
In the Old English translation, King James translation, it brings out the flavor a bit more.
在中这个钦定版的翻译里面有这样的翻译。
Mary said, "But my Lord, he stinketh."
他说他已经臭了。
He stinks.
他已经臭的。
4 days later, all right, in the Middle East, hot, blazing weather. In 4 days in a tomb, a dead body.
经过四天的日晒酷暑，那些尸体一定臭得不得了。
Have you guys ever driven by roadkill?
你可以有没有经过这个路上被压死的动物？
You guys can, it's this smell of death and decay, this rotten, sour, fleshy smell. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
这些这个已经腐烂的这个小动物的尸体很臭。
It truly stinketh.
这实在是臭得不得了。
Now, the body of Lazarus has been wrapped up and put away for 4 days.
拉撒路的身体被包起来，已经放在洞穴里四天的时间了。
It's gonna smell.
它一定是很不好闻。
But when Jesus showed up, Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out."
主耶稣却对拉撒路说：“你出来，拉撒路出来。
”And then Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go."
把他解开，让他走。
Because he was wrapped up in the grave clothes, like a mummy.
在他被那些这个滚尸布包着，就像一个木乃伊一样。
Even if Lazarus is alive and walking around, as long as that wrapping is on him, he stinks.
即使拉撒路活了，他在地上行走，那些包着他的裹尸布会让他也是不好闻的。
Right, his clothes, although he's alive, but his clothes, his wrapping, still filled with the smell of death and decay.
虽然他是活的，但是他外面所穿的这些裹尸布这样的衣着，让他里面还是臭的。
As long as that clothes, that wrapping is on him, it was impossible for him to live his new life.
只是那些裹尸布只要包在他的身上，既然他是活的，也没有办法活出他那个活的生命来。
He needed to be loosened from the grave clothes.
他需要从这些裹尸布里面被释放出来。
See, I believe that's a very graphical illustration of the difficult situations that we are in as regenerated Christians.
这是我们今天所处的艰难的光景里面一个画像。
Right, Romans chapter 6, Paul says, "We have died and raised from the dead to walk in the newness of life."
在罗马书第六章那里面，我们跟基督同死也同活，活出基督那个新生的样子。
Our new life agrees with the law of God. We love the law of God.
我们这个新生的生命跟主耶稣基督跟神的律法是认同的。
But we are still mummified by our old life, by the remnants of our old flesh.
我们实在也像木乃一样被我们的这个老旧的肉体所捆绑着。
We are still bounded in our grave clothes, and
we stink. 我们还是被那些裹尸布捆绑着，让我们发臭。
You guys get the illustration? You guys get the comparison?
大家知道这个例子，知道这个比较了吗？
See, that's a reality of our spiritual condition.
这是我们现在的属灵的光景。
See, it was easy for Lazarus to get rid of his grave cloth.
是很容易，拉撒路别人帮忙就把这些裹尸布挪掉。
But it takes a divine miracle for us to get rid of our flesh.
这是需要从天上的那个神迹，让我们这个肉体可以挪去。
Our condition is far worse than Lazarus.
我们现今的光景跟拉撒路相比来说是更艰难的。
And it's going to take us a lifetime of struggle.
需要一生去来挣扎。
See, as we go into the next section, we see that the struggle is very real.
我们接着往下看的时候，这样的挣扎是真实的。
As I mentioned before, it should be very relatable.
跟我们有关的。
See, this is not a non-believer struggle, okay?
这不是不信主的人的挣扎。
Or this is not Paul's struggle pre-conversion.
这也不是保罗在他不信主、没有被主耶稣拯救之前的挣扎。
This is Paul's own personal experience as he wrote this letter.
这是当保罗自己写这封罗马书的时候，他自己亲身经历的挣扎。
I mean, biblical scholars they can go into books on writing about why this is Paul present instead of Paul past.
这个许多圣经的学者可以写很多的书，是保罗现今的经历还是从前的经历。
But long story short, this is an experience of a very, very mature Christian.
这是一个很在主里面很成熟的一个圣徒的经历。
If anything, this is Paul's probably the most mature Christian ever walked this world.
可能保罗在所有的圣徒的里面，他是一个最成熟的圣徒之一。
The fact that even Paul have this kind of experience should bring us comfort.
保罗他自己竟然有这样的经历，对我们来说可以说可能是一种安慰。
So we don't have to walk around pretending we're perfect.
我们不见得不要需要作假，说我们是没有完美的。
Paul goes through this struggle.
保罗经过这样的经历。
So do we.
我们也同样的有这样的经历。
Right. Three times in this section, Paul says that sin dwells in us.
三次保罗说这个罪住在我的里面。
Right, he was referring to his old nature, his flesh.
他讲到他自己老旧的自我，是他的肉体。
And then he used the word I.
用我这个词。
He used it more than 30 times.
他用了30次我这个词。
Again, emphasizing that he's having trouble with himself.
他在讲我自己里面有问题。
I'm not saying Paul has some kind of like a split personality.
他并不是一个
双重人格
啊，
双重什么？
双重人格啊，双重人格。
But it does indicate that a believer, our mind, our body, our will can follow either the old nature or the new life.
他也看到我们自己的身体，我们自己的意志可以跟随。旧造的或者跟从新造的。
We can either follow the flesh or the spirit.
我们可以跟从肉体或者顺从圣灵。
And then while in the flesh, Paul has two problems.
在我们肉身居住的时候，保罗他自己有两个问题。
He cannot do the good that he wants to do.
他想要所做的那个好的事情他做不到。
But he keeps on doing the bad that he doesn't want to do.
他不想做的那些坏事他偏偏去做。
Right, you guys, we all have experience of this, right?
我们每个人都有这样相同的经历嘛。
Every New Year, a whole bunch of us want to eat healthy, live healthy, or even go to the gym.
我们每个人都希望能够吃得健康，活得健康，去做运动。
We know what to do, we know what not to do.
我们知道可以做什么或者不应该做什么。
The month of January, February, the gym is packed.
在一月份、二月份，这个整个运动场都是很满人的。
And then spring break, summer, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, it goes downhill.
春假、夏天、再过这个感恩节、圣诞节，大家是越吃越胖。
We start to give in, and then we start to have cheat days, and then more cheat days, and eventually every day is a cheat day.
大家慢慢的说，我今天可以放松一天，或者我今天偷懒一天，结果每天都在偷懒。
Right, we do the same thing inside without anger, right, with our pride.
在我们对我们里面的这个怒气，我们的骄傲也同样的处理。
I'm not going to get angry at him. I'm not going to try to pretend I'm better than him. And then he shows up, I get angry, and I get prideful.
我跟他说我不要再向他生气，但是他一出现的时候，我就向他生气，而且我里面满了骄傲。
Right, our problem with lust, our problem with greed.
我们的贪恋，我们的这个对一些的不好的东西的那个贪恋。
Right, we know exactly what not to do.
我们知道我们不该做一些不该做的事情。
But we end up doing what we shouldn't be doing, and then not doing what we should be doing.
但是我们结果是。我们做了那些不该做的事情，没做那些该做的事情。
We know we should be more compassionate. We know we should be more kind. We know we should be more gentle.
我们应该好好的对人家，好好的关心人家，更温柔一点。
But again, situation comes, we become more angry, we become more jealous, we become more envious.
但是一些事情发生的时候，我们变得有怒气、嫉妒。等等
Verse 15 and 16.
十五节十六节
For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good.
因我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不去做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我不愿意的，我就应成律法是善的。
So maybe some of us are struggling with these recurring sins that comes over and over again.
这讲到他们不断的犯同样的错误，同样的罪。
Something we cannot get away from.
有些东西我们没法脱离。
And it seems to me that this is also what Paul is experiencing.
这里也是保罗自己所经历的。
Where he goes, man, I'm in this state, this dilemma where I can't shake off the things I want to get rid of.
我实在这样的挣扎的里面，我想不想要的东西，我没法把它甩掉。
Right? Again, gossip, anger, impure thoughts, violence, or greed.
那些比如说后面议论人，这些嫉妒，那些怒气等等。
And as a Christian, Paul wants to do good that which agrees with God's law.
保罗成为基督徒，他要做那些跟律法相合的事情。
Us too, we too, right? We believe the Bible is good. We believe God's law is good. We want to follow them.
我们也是一样，我们相信律法是对的，神的话是对的，我们要跟随主的话。
But many times we've realized we can't follow it.
许多时候我们发觉自己没法做得到。
Fine, if I can't do the good, then at least I won't do the bad, right?
好，那我做不到这些好的事情，我至少做那不做那些不好的事情吧。
I refuse to the bad, to do the bad. I'm not going to do the bad. I'm not going to be like them. And then guess what?
我不要做那些坏的事情，不要再犯错，不要像那些犯错的人一样。
We find ourselves just like in Paul's situation, doing exactly what we don't want to be doing.
但是我们发觉我们跟保罗这里所讲的一样，我们做了那些我们自己不想做的坏事。
Eating more junk food, getting more angry, losing self-control.
吃一些不健康的食品，生怒发怒气，不自律等等。
Have you ever felt like this in your life?
你觉得这是你自己的生活吗
？Repeatedly.
重犯。
Wanting to love God.
想爱主。
Wanting to obey, but end up doing the complete opposite.
想跟顺从，但是做的是恰恰相反的事情。
See, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that there's a good news in that.
弟兄姊妹们，我想跟大家说，这里面有一个好消息。
The fact that you have this kind of struggle in life is a sign that you have a spiritual life.
你这里面有这样的挣扎，因为你里面有一个属灵的生命。
It's your spiritual life fighting the desires of the flesh.
是你里面这个属灵的生命跟肉体的这些情欲挣扎。
Without a God-given spiritual life, there will be no fight.
如果神没有把这个属灵的生命放在你里面，这就没有这样的争执。
You do what you want, how you want, when you want. Nobody's there to challenge you.
你做那些你想做的事情，没有人跟你说什么，理论什么。
And so, as we study this kind of passage, God is trying to give us hope.
当我们读这段经文的时候，神给把盼望放在我们的里面。
You see, although it's impossible to be sinless.
当然，我们完全成为无罪是不可能的。
That's going to happen when Jesus comes.
当主再来的时候，我们才可以成为无罪。
But it is very possible to sin less.
但是我们可以犯更少的罪。
All right, so let's look at verse 17.
Okay, which one?
Verse 17.
我们看第十七节。
So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me.
既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Paul wants us to realize something in our struggle.
保罗让我们看到我们里面的挣扎。
That he himself realized it is not himself, it is the sin that's within him.
在这里讲，不是他自己，而是罪在这里面。
Okay, Paul is not trying to assign blames. He's not trying to point fingers. Okay.
保罗并不是说我没有这样的责任。
But he's trying to point out what we are fighting against.
在这里讲到我们跟什么来征战。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
在哥罗西书第五章第十七节。
He says, For the desire of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for those are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things that you want to do.
那些属肉体的与属灵的征战，属灵的与属肉体的征战，让我们里面不能够成就我们所愿意的事情。
See, in warfare, it is important to have the right weapons, right?
在我们征战的里面，我们需要有好的兵器。
But just as important is your intelligence.
不光是我们有这样的兵器，而且我们需要有战术。
You need to know who you are fighting against.
你知道你跟什么来征战。
Augustine said.
Augustine.
He says, Lord, deliver me from this evil.
主啊，救我从我这个罪里面救出来。
Deliver me from this evil, and that evil is me.
这个恶原来就是我自己。
See, Paul makes it very clear that the problem is what's inside of us.
这个问题是在我的里面。
And so Paul continues verse 18 to 20.
第十八节和十九节，对不起，刚刚我翻译错了，那个是加拉太书第五章十七节，不是哥罗西书啊。
Oh,
sorry, yeah, go ahead. Continue. 十八节十九节。
Verse 18, 19, and 20. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, right, but not the ability to carry it out.For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me.
我也知道我里头的就是肉体中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，但行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不去做；我所不愿意的恶，我反倒去做。若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Feels like Paul's repeating himself, right?
好像保罗在重复自己。
So Paul continues with the idea that nothing good dwells within me, that is my flesh.
在这里讲的，在我肉体中是没有良善的。
So in order for us to be delivered from the flesh, it's important to have a realistic and transparent view of our own flesh.
让我们从自己的肉体中得救，我们必须知道我们肉体的光景。
It's really, oftentimes, it's unpleasant to really look at who you are.
当我们看自己的时候，我们会觉得是很失望的。
Even when Paul looks himself,
就是保罗看自己的时候，
he sees that there are desires in his flesh. of his flesh that he doesn't like.
看到自己肉体中所想要的东西是没有。
Unfortunately, we are raised in an environment, the modern society, where we don't like to see our real selves.
很不幸的，我们所处的环境里面，我们没有愿意看自己里面那个真实的光景。
We're taught to blame the environment, blame society, blame politics, blame teachers, blame school, blame your parents.
我们常常怪环境，怪政治，怪老师，怪学校，怪其他的外面的事情。
Everything's wrong except myself.
所有的事情都是错的，只有我没问题。
I have problems because of outside influence.
我因为有问题是外面的影响不好。
You are the source of my problem.
你是我的问题。
Right, even when we look at ourselves, we turn a blind eye to ourselves.
当我们看自己的时候，我们好像是眼瞎的。
That's why all these like social media apps, like Instagram or whatever Snapchat, they all come with a bunch of filters, right?
在很多很多的这个社交网站的这些的软件里面，都有很多的 filter。
Right, take a picture. All of a sudden, your wrinkles are gone. Your skin's perfect, and you look perfect.
当我们给自己拍个照片的时候，所有的这个皱纹啊、斑点都没有了。
But Paul says, when he really looks at himself, he sees his how ugly he is inside.
当看到他自己的看自己的时候，看到里面是何等的邪恶。
See, the thing is, the closer a Christian is to God.
当我们愿意跟主更加亲近的时候
，the more sensitive he becomes to his own sin，
他发觉这里面，对自己里面罪的感觉会更加的敏感。
And then the more he can't stand the sin within himself，
他更没有办法，就是让他自己的罪在罪中存留。
Spurgeon expressed his own heaviness。
Spurgeon 这里他有这样的觉得罪是何等的沉重。
He says, "Those who examined my life would not find any extraordinary sin."
别人看我里面罪的时候，看到我里面并没有什么大罪。
Yet as I looked at myself, I saw outrageous sin against God.
但是除了看我自己的，当我自己看的时候，发觉我里面的罪是何等的得罪神。
You see, God sees us as who we really are.
当神看我们的时候，看到我们里面真实的光景是怎么样。
And His law is meant to help us to see ourselves through His own eyes.
让这些他的律法让我们看见，用神的眼光来看我们里面的罪。
That's why it's so important for us Christians to often self-examine.
当我们做基督徒，应该常常的省察自己。
Not as a form of insecurity, but a form of humbly coming before the Lord.
并不是让我们觉得自己里面觉得不平安，而是谦卑地来到主的面前。
And then so let's continue with verse 21 to 23.
我们继续看21节到23节。
So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right,Evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得身体中另外有个律和我的心中的律交战。把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So Paul continues into the next aspect of his struggle.
保罗继续讲他里面另外一个挣扎的方面。
Which is now against the law.
他是跟神的律相反。
See, with our new life, we delight in the law. We want to follow the law.
当我们这个新的生命，我们愿意。喜欢律神的律法，愿意跟随神的律法。
Right, sometimes we even go the extra mile, we go extra hard, right?
有的时候我们还愿意更多做一些。
Others will fail, but I will not fail.
别人可以失败，我不可以失败的。
Right, sounds like Peter, right?
就像彼得一样。
Yet we realize instead of delighting the law with our new life, the law is like a magnet that brings out the worst of us.
这些我们不光是说自己不愿意去跟这些律来相成, 而是那些律把我们里面那些不好的东西带出来。
Like before the law came to your life, you don't have that much of a problem.
当这个律没有成为我们真实的经历的时候, 我们发觉并没有那么多的问题。
But when we realize that's a problem in our life,
当我们发觉这是我的问题的时候,
that problem seems to grow.
那个问题好像变得更大了。
The more we want to get rid of it, the harder it clings onto us.
我们越想把它除去, 越觉得那个东西黏着我们,拿不掉。
The more Peter doesn't want to betray Jesus, the more Peter betrayed Jesus.
彼得越不想离弃主,他越来越要离弃主。
So we struggle with this inconsistency.
让我们跟这个不相符,不相成的这样的光景中挣扎。
Because we focus on following the law, do and don't.
我们一直在 这是遵守律法,要做或者不要做。
But by doing that, we are made aware of our constant failures.
让我们越发觉我们常常在失败的里面。
Right, a lot of times we go into this cycle. I mean, we kind of, after so many failures, we give up, right?
我们常常会陷在这样的光景的里面,我们失败太多了,就放弃了。
Right, if I can't win, why do I bother? Why do I want to bother?
如果我根本就没有得胜,为什么我还去挣扎呢?
And also, I don't want to be called a hypocrite.
我也不想被人说是假冒为善的。
I should just quit, you know?
我就放弃吧。
I mean, I got my salvation already, so why bother trying?
我已经得救了,我干嘛还要那么努力呢?
See, the problem is we try to achieve victory. We try to achieve holiness by our own strength.
我们用自己的力量去 得成圣，用自己的力量去得胜。
And then we completely miss the side of grace.
我们完全忘掉了神的恩典。
Which allows us to call unto Jesus.
让我们可以呼求主的名。
Without relying on Jesus, we can't do anything right.
如果不靠着主，我们不可能把任何事情做好。
But through this constant struggle, through the constant failure, if we learn to go on to Jesus, call on to Jesus.
经过这些失败, 经过这样的挣扎的时候, 我们学习, 我们需要呼求主。
And then we grow in a process we call sanctification.
我们经过这个成圣的, 工作。
We fall, we repent, ask for help.
我们失败, 我们悔改, 我们求帮助。
We obey and we repeat.
我们顺服, 我们继续重来。
The struggle is very real.
这样的挣扎是真实的。
But the beautiful part of our struggle is that no matter how badly we fail,
这美丽式的部分是不管我们失败的多严重,
it cannot and it will not disqualify us from the complete work of Jesus on the cross.
这不可能让我们从神已经完成的救赎中分离。
We did not earn ourselves into salvation. We cannot unearn ourselves out of it.
我们的得救不是我们靠着自己赚回来的，我们也不可能把这个神的工作挪去毁坏。
Let's look at verse 24.
我们看到第24节。
Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
我 我真是苦啊,谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
See, this is Paul's cry of desperation.
这是保罗在无奈中的挣扎的, uh,呼求。
Can you tell this is a man that's sick and tired of being sick and tired?
他实在, 为自己无能, 的挣扎而变得更加的无能, 更加的挣扎。
It's a cry of a helpless man who is tired of this reoccurring condition.
在他无助中, 自己不能自拔的里面, 他在挣扎, 在呼求。
He's tired of being a serial sinner.
他实在成为自己不断的犯罪, 而里面苦恼。
And he's dying for help.
他实在需要帮助。
I was told that in order to rescue somebody who's drowning,
当一个被淹死的人快要被淹死的人要去救他的时候，
in order to rescue that person, you have two options.
你去救那个人，你有两个选择。
If you try to rescue him directly, his flapping arms and kicking feet will probably knock you out.
如果是你真的要救他，让他去自己去游去挥手去那个蹬足，你可能没法救到他。
Yeah, he's gonna pull you down.
他而且会把你拉下水。
And so therefore, you have two options.
只有两个选择。
Number one, you can knock him out.
你可以把他打昏。
Or you can wait until he starts drowning.
你真正让他开始已经淹得差不多的时候，没力气的时候再去救他。
See, the annoying thing about ourselves is we won't want help until we are really, really desperate.
我们真正的需要帮助的 ，OK。我们不知道自己真正的需要帮助，直到我们里面，完全无助。
See, if you think we are still strong enough, we will fight and we will struggle.
我们觉得自己还有力量的时候，我们会靠着自己力量去挣扎，去努力。
I can control the evil within me. I'm strong enough. I have determination.
我里面有坚强的意志，我可以控制自己里面的那个罪性。
Jesus can help those who are weaker, but I'm strong enough.
主耶稣可以帮助那些软弱的人，我自己可以搞定。
And then oftentimes we pray half-heartedly, Jesus help me, but I don't really need help. I'm kind of just saying it for formality.
我们只是口上说主啊，我需要帮助，实际我们并不是诚心的说主我需要帮助。
And so the beautiful part about this kind of cyclic struggle is that it will wear us out.
我们知道这样的不断的循环式的挣扎，慢慢的让我们软弱无力了。
Eventually, it will bring us to a point of realizing how powerless we are.
我们才发觉自己，我们是对罪是何等的无能。
And then, so in desperation, then will we surrender completely?
我们在无奈中，我们完全的投向主。
It's not comfortable, guys.
并不是一个让我们舒服的经历。
It's oftentimes very humiliating.
经常让我们里面会很丢人。
But it humbles us.
但是让我们完全能够顺服下来。
See, guys, maybe some of us are in this dilemma today.
可能今天我们在这样的挣扎的里面，
You're in your place of repetitive sin.
你在不断的犯罪的里面，
That you can't seem to get out.
你并不能从里面脱离。
Right, you're tired of being a slave to your own desires.
你是在为自己成为自己里面的罪性的奴隶。
Tired of dealing with your habits over and over and over again.
给我们一些不良的习惯，让我们里面无力。
Maybe you feel shame. Maybe you feel guilt.
你会觉得里面有罪恶感。
Feels like you're not good enough.
你会觉得自己不够好。
Maybe you're like Paul. Who can help me?
就像保罗这样呼求一样，谁来帮助我呢？
Right, he's crying. Who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
You know, in Paul's days, there's perhaps another way of execution that's more cruel than crucifixion.
在保罗的时代，有一个更比钉十字架更残忍的一种死刑。
That is, if you murder somebody,
如果你把某个人杀死了。
They will tie that body, that corpse, onto you face to face.
他就把那个被你杀死的那个人的尸体给你脸对脸的绑在一起。
And whoever tries to untie that body from you, that person will be your replacement.
谁要把他捆锁解开，他就成为你自己的替代品。
So the whole point is for you to be tied with this body of death.
就把你自己跟那个必死那个已经死的身体绑在一起。
And so over time, that body will decay and will rot.
那个已经死的那个身体慢慢的就朽坏。
And that eventually that decay and rot, the disease and germs and everything on that dead body will eventually transfer to you.
那些腐烂的那些的疾病那些的病毒病菌都能够慢慢的这腐蚀在你自己的身体上面。
And so eventually you will die of decay and death.
慢慢的跟它绑在一起的你也跟它一同的死掉。
It's a very long and terrible way to die.
这是一个又漫长又残酷的死亡的方法。
See, when Paul is writing this verse, it felt like he's hinting this kind of death.
好像保罗写这段经文的时候，他在暗示是这样的死。
That his old body, his old rotting dead body, is stuck on his new body, new life.
那个已经腐烂的、必死的身体跟他这个新的身体绑在一起。
And that he feels like his new life is dying because of the old life.
因为那个旧造的身体在造成他新造的身体一同的死去。
The sin nature is supposed to be dead, but it still latches onto us who are still alive, who are alive in Christ.
那个罪性，还帮我跟我捆绑在我们里面，让我们这个在主里面复活的人，还是受在挣扎的里面。
And the decay of my former life is literally eating me alive.
那个旧造的那个生命的腐烂，让我们新造的生命也同样的被。
And that's when Paul says, "Help! Who can help me?"
谁能来救我呢
？I'm dying. Who can help me?
我要死了，谁能救我呢
？Who can rescue me?
谁能救我呢
？Verse 25.
二十五节。
Thank be to God.Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我的内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
How are we to be freed from this constant struggle?
我们如何从这样的不断的挣扎中被解救出来
？How can we experience relief?
我们怎么能够经历自由
？Is it possible to ever experience joy？
怎么，我们难道不能够经历这个快乐吗
？Right? How do we get rid of the guilt and shame？
我们怎么把这些失败或者是这个罪恶感从我们心中挪去
？Impure thoughts，
那些不良的、不圣洁的想法
；Unbreakable sinful habits，
那些。没办法脱离的罪的习惯。
The answer according to Paul，
就像这里面保罗给我们的答案一样
，is Jesus，
是主耶稣他自己。
It shouldn't be a surprise to us, right？
应该这不是我们的一个特别让我们震惊的一个答案
，right？ It's Jesus，
是主耶稣
，right？ Jesus got on the cross for us。
主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死。
Jesus gave us the salvation.
主耶稣给我们救赎。
It is obvious that Jesus will help us through sanctification.
当主耶稣也同样的让我们可以成圣。
See, the beautiful part about our struggle is that it forces us.It leads us into a place of desperation.
我们挣扎的美丽的地方就是让我们变得无助无能。
See, we all know that Jesus is the answer. We grew up in a very solid Chinese Christian church, most of us.
我们都在一个中国的教会中成长，我们知道主耶稣是我们的答案。
We know the answers. We know the rules, right?
我们知道答案，我们也知道这些这个规则。
But in order for Jesus to be real and experiencing our life, we have to go through that struggle.
让主耶稣成为我们真实的生命的主，我们必须经过这样的挣扎。
Without the struggle, Jesus is only head knowledge.
没有这些挣扎，主耶稣只是我们头脑中的这个知识。
But through the struggle, Jesus become our anchor.
当我们经过这些挣扎的时候，主耶稣他能够扎根在主耶稣自己里面，成为我们那个锚一样。
When we run to Jesus in desperation, Jesus becomes our life.
当我们在我们无助中跑向主的时候，主耶稣成为我们的生命。
See, the secret is that we cling onto Jesus in desperation.
我们在无助中抓着主。
Where we realize, we admit that He's our only hope, He's our only identity, He's our only salvation.
他是我们唯一的希望，他们实在是我们自己，也是我们的救赎。
And then so we quit trying to prove ourselves, and then we learn to run to Him.
我们不再自我的挣扎，而是就是来到主的面前。
That's when we learn to walk in the power of the Spirit.
我们在主的灵里面行走。
The purpose of the law is to get us to experience that we are not good enough.
这些律法的目的让我们知道我们自己是不行的。
We thoroughly admit that we are not good enough.
我们完全的认同我们自己靠着自己不行。
We will never be good enough.
我们永远也不够。
So we need to quit playing pretend.
我们需要不要再作假。
Quit showing up to Sundays or fellowship pretending everything's okay.
我们在一个聚会或者是团契的里面，不要让别人就是觉得我们自己什么都没有问题的。
You know, what bothers me is a lot of times when we're going around a circle asking for prayer request,
我们很多的时候我们说我们需要什么代祷的。
Awkward silence.
很多时候我们好像没有什么代祷，大家都是很安静。
We really don't have prayer requests. We really don't have struggles.
我们真的没有什么需要代祷的吗？真的没有任何挣扎吗？
Quit playing pretend.
我实在不该继续的作假。
Quit playing. We need to stop playing pretend.
我们实在不该继续的假冒。
Instead, humbly come before our Savior and admit that we need His power.
我们需要就是完全的来到主他的面前，谦卑，让他的能力来。
He died, Jesus died, not only to deliver us from eternal wrath.
不光是主耶稣他死为我们救我们脱离那个永火的刑罚。
But he also died so that we can be delivered from ourselves.
他为我们死，让我们救我们脱离我们这个必死的自己。
We need to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit.
我们需要顺服圣灵。
That's what chapter 8 is about.
这是第八章所要讲的。
Every day we make choices, right?
每天我们在做选择。
What to eat, what to wear, where to go, what websites to visit.
我们需要吃什么，穿什么，去哪个网站。
Every decision comes with consequences and rewards.
每个决定都有它的结果和它的这个对我们的好处。
We also make spiritual decisions that have spiritual consequences or rewards.
我们这个也在一些属灵的事上也有一些抉择，也会带来不同的这个后果或者是奖赏。
Right. What to listen, who to talk to, what to say, what to read, what to watch, what
听什么，跟谁该说什么，该看什么，等等。
Right, if we should forgive that person, or we should harbor that bitterness, if we should pray for that person, or we should gossip about him.
我需要为他祷告，我需要赦免他，我还需要背后议论他，还是为他祷告。
Or simply, should we read the Bible or not?
我们是不是该读圣经？
What's amazing about the flesh is that it gets overpowered when we begin to walk in the Spirit.
当我们跟从圣灵的时候，我们的肉体就要被制服。
When we begin to focus on being led by the Spirit, the desires of the flesh will fade away.
当我们愿意顺服圣灵的时候，那些顺服肉体的 那些的追求慢慢的就会淡下来。
Secret of doing good is to yield to the Holy Spirit.
这些秘诀就是我们需要顺服圣灵。
The whole chapter 7 is preparing us for chapter 8.
整个第七章是为我们第八章来做铺垫，做预备。
It sounds a little depressing, I know.
好像听起来很让我们就是绝望。
But it puts us in a proper perspective, preparing us for the work of the Holy Spirit.
是在预备我们，让我们接受圣灵在我们中间的工作。
Lastly,
最后。
If you are here today dealing with pain, sorrow, sadness, or guilt, or feeling like Paul,
当我们里面是在痛苦中，在伤心中，在各样的挣扎中，像Paul一样，像这个保罗一样。
I'm always sad. I'm always angry. I'm struggling with a particular sin.
我经常失望，我经常有怒气，我经常在一些某项罪里面挣扎。
I can't shake it off. I'm embarrassed. I'm shameful. I'm guilty.
我没法脱离，我里面觉得很有罪恶感，我里面觉得很丢人。
I don't feel like I belong here.
我觉得我不属于这个团队。
Two things I want to say.
我想跟你说两件事情。
Understand that somebody else or almost everyone else around you is probably feeling the same.
你要知道，可能旁边你所有旁边的人跟你感觉可能是一样的。
We may not show it.
可能外面没有表现出来。
But we all have struggles of our own.
每个人都有他的挣扎。
You don't have to feel.Like you're the only unworthy person in this room.
你不要觉得自己是唯一的那个不配的人。
We are all unworthy in our own ways.
我们每个人按照自己的里面的光景，每个人都是不配的。
Yeah, he still invites us before his table, week after week.
但是他还是每天、每周的一次一次的把我们带到他的饼杯面前。
Right, Jesus said, "It's not the sick."It's not the healthy that needs the doctor, it's the sick.
主耶稣说，健康健的人不需要医生，那些有疾病的人才需要医生。
Number two, start praying for forgiveness.
第二个，为主来赦免我们来祷告。
And know you will be forgiven.
知道你要会被主赦免。
Forgiven with no condemnation.
被赦免里面没有定罪。
Right? Chapter 8, verse 1.Therefore, now there's no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ.
就像第八章第一节那里讲的，如今在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
When the Father looks at us in Christ,
当父神靠着耶稣在基督里面看我们的时候，
He doesn't see failures.
他看到的不是失败。
He sees his own children.
他看到他自己的儿女。
His own beloved children.
他自己所蒙被他所蒙爱的儿女们
，We may feel like we're broken, but he sees us as full.
我们觉得自己是支离破碎的，但是他看我们是完全的。
He sees us as perfect, complete because of the finished work of his son.
他看着我们是完美的，是完整的，因为他的儿子所成就的工作。
Again, the reason why I called this, I called this message, I gave it a title called The Beautiful Struggle.
我把今天的题目定为那个美丽的挣扎的原因是
Because that this, through the struggle, it brings us to a place of desperation, and that leads us to Jesus.
经过这些的抓着这些的挣扎让我们绝望让我们来到主自己的面前
So that Jesus...becomes your personal savior.
我们需要主，这位主成为我们个人的救主。
Not just a Sunday school answer or the head knowledge, but becomes your personal savior.
不光是一个主日学的答案或者我们头脑的知识，而是我们个人所经历的救主。
That's why the struggle is beautiful.
这样的挣扎是美丽的。
You need to get up after you've fallen.
我们跌倒，靠着主，我们要站起来。
Instead of focusing on the fall,
我们不应该定睛在我们如何失败。
We need to learn to focus on the finished work of Christ.
我们需要看到神已经完成的救赎。
And this is how we pursue a life of sanctification.
这是我们 这个得成圣的一个道路。
Not from a place of fear，
不是靠着因着我们的惧怕
，but from a place of love for our Savior，
而是爱我们的救主。
Let's pray，
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we are so grateful we can come before you.
主耶稣，我们实在满了感恩的心来到你的面前。
Although oftentimes we feel like we are failures.
主啊，常常我们觉得自己是如此的失败。
Unworthy, not good enough.
我们不配，我们够不上。
But your love for us is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
实在，你对我们的爱。从昨天、今天一直到永远是不改变的。
Oh Lord, as we struggle with our lives, we pray.
在我们的挣扎中，我们向你祷告。
We may learn to run to you instead of away from you.
主啊，我们要这是快跑来抓住你，我们不要离开你。
That we may learn to lean on your grace.
我们这是依靠你的恩典。
Lord, we pray that you may prepare us so that we may be sensitive to your calling.
主啊，这是求你来帮助我们，让我们对你的呼召能更加的敏感。
That we may be a good testimony for our families, for our friends, and for your people.
让我们在我们的朋友、在我们家人、在你自己的民众面前成为一个美好的见证。
So together we can proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
我们一同来这次宣告耶稣基督是我们的主。
We pray all these in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为这些切祷告。
In your name we pray, Amen.
奉你的名，阿门。
Thank you.